listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A new weather video detailing 10-day forecasts and analysis by weather and climate experts is set to help farmers battling unrelenting dry conditions. It's part of an initiative from the 2024 Dry Season Task Force, with the 10-minute videos to be updated regularly in a bid to help farmers make informed management decisions. And viewers can have their questions answered by experts through online submissions. The video now accessible through the Drought Response WA website. The Prime Minister says Australia remains very concerned about the situation in Rafah, with Israel threatening a ground invasion as part of its fight against Hamas. Anthony Albanese says he's made our position to Israel clear, with his primary concern the safety of civilians.
They were told to move from the northern part of Gaza. They were told to move south. You then have a very crowded population. It's not clear where they are supposed to go.
Aussies are forking out about 17% of their household income on transport costs alone. That's an annual jump of about 1%, according to the latest data from the Australian Automobile Association. Bunbury, among the highest spenders in WA, with a yearly average of $438 a week. Overseas now, the Olympic flame has arrived in France ahead of this year's Games. It entered the port of Marseille on board a 19th century ship after a 12-day voyage from Greece. The Games begin in July. And no tsunami threat for Australia, but Vanuatu has been rocked by a 6.2 earthquake this morning. It struck about 95 k's from the Pacific Island. In sport, a big win for Gibson in round two of Esperance Netball, the Division 1 side recording a 52-44 victory over Newtown last week. The action set to continue tonight when Mallee and Rookies kick off round three. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.